Hello.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Kevin. I am calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Okay. Sure.
Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
Likely.
Thank you. I am going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of them. The first person on the list is Donald Trump.
Okay.
Do you recognize
Do I
this
know who
person?
he is? Yes.
Okay. And what's your opinion? Would you say it's favorable, neutral, or unfavorable?
I'm gonna say neutral right now.
Thank you. The next name on the list is Larry Hogan.
I know who he is, and it's favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is Chris Shafi.
Yes, know who he is. Neutral.
Thank you very much for that. And the last one is Robin Ficker.
Repeat the name again.
Robin, last name Ficker.
I don't know the name.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the United States aid to Ukraine?
I mean, that's a broad question. Do I support it in general? Yes. Do I support the amount that we have spent? No.
So we can say you somewhat support it, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. What about the U.S. aid to Israel?
Support.
Would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues? I will read you the list and you can tell me how important that is to you. The
Okay.
first one says energy independence for this country.
Okay.
Would you say
And
that,
what do I need to say?
yeah, from the following issues, how important are them to you at the
Okay.
moment you are choosing who to vote for?
Okay. Important.
Somewhat or very important?
I mean, do we have to say important, somewhat, or very, or just like what are the choices?
Yeah. If that would be very important to you, not too important, or not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. The next one says job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Economic issues such as inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Next one says securing and protecting our southern border.
Yes, very important.
And the last one says being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Not important.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Now, I am going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Speaker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
Okay.
Or if it makes no difference at all. The first
okay.
one says, Robin Speaker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Speaker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Neither.
Okay.
No impact.
Okay. The next one says, Robin Speaker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values.
Okay, more likely.
Okay. Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
The next one says, Robin Speaker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border.
Yeah, that would be more likely. Or
much more
yeah.
likely or somewhat? Okay.
Yeah, much more likely.
Okay. Now I am going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each,
mm-hmm.
please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
Okay.
The first one says, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
Okay. So what do you want me to say about that?
Yeah. Taking in consideration this statement, does it make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Neither.
Okay. The next one says, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties.
That's neither.
Okay. The last one says, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Neither.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Now, I would like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Speaker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee?
Probably Larry Hogan.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. We are almost complete, so it will be just a few more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative one?
Probably moderate.
Thank you. The last questions are just for statistical purposes. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Okay. Thank you very much for your participation. This concludes our survey, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.